兄姐妹们，朋友们，平安。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, peace be with you.
今天是父亲节，首先呢，祝贺做父亲的弟兄们和朋友们节日快乐。
Today is Father's Day. Let's say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers here.
今天也是我们安陆教会新堂第二周年的值得纪念的日子。
Today is also the second anniversary of moving to this new church building.
回顾神在我们建堂过程中所赐奇妙的恩典，或搬入新堂以来，神给我们丰富的供应，我们要把感谢和赞美呢归给我们的天上的父。
When we look back, we can see all the grace God has given us during the process of building this church and how God has met all our needs according to the riches of His glory. Let's give thanks and praise to our Heavenly Father.
我们在这两年以前呢，搬入教会的新堂，暂时的解决了困扰教会多年的聚会场地不固定或没有足够的空间来容纳家庭、儿童和学生团体一起聚会的这样的问题。
When we moved into this building 2 years ago, for a short period of time, we have our own gathering space, and the fellowship didn't have enough room to meet.
那在搬入以后，我们很快就面临停车场不够用，我们的教室不够容纳教会团契正常增加的查经小组数量的这些新的问题。
However, soon after we moved in, we realized that the parking lot was not big enough and we did not have enough room for all the Bible study groups.
那这些新问题的出现啊，说明我们面对普渡校园广大的福音合场不能够停留止步，要继续的扩张我们的境界，尽心竭力的把更多的人带到教会，引到神的面前。
These problems remind us that we are supposed to bring more friends to our church and bring them to God.
那么我们搬进来不久，扩建了停车的场地，也一直在设法扩充啊小组聚会用的教室。那目前呢，我们还在偿还尚有$50多万的这样的建堂贷款。
We've been trying to expand our parking lot and rooms for Bible study on Fridays. Right now, we have a loan of $500,000.
因此呢，盼望弟兄姐妹啊，一如既往的为教堂的建设的需要，甘心乐意的奉献。
Therefore, we are always expecting brothers and sisters to offer for the church building as cheerful givers.
那我们看到80多岁的罗西恒阿姨最近又做了许多的种植，为教堂的建堂基金来募款。
Sister Luo is making more Chinese rice dumplings for sale to contribute to church building fund.
姐妹爱主的心让我们感动，我想啊，也是神借着她来提醒我们大家，要尽自己的能力为教会的建设呢出钱出力。
I think God reminds us through her that we should also try to contribute for the same goal.
如果我们这些做神儿女的啊，尽心竭力的让神的家丰富不缺乏，我们的天父呢也就因此得到荣耀。
If we, God's sons and daughters, try our best to let God's home become rich and lack nothing, our Heavenly Father will be glorified.
今天我要讲的题目是尽职的父亲。这不但是指人们所认为的好父亲，更是指啊按照神的托付尽到责任的父亲。
Today the topic of my message is devoted father. It doesn't just refer to good fathers as we commonly believe. It also refers to fathers who know their responsibilities according to God's will.
世上人做父亲的标准呢与时俱进，不同的时代和不同的文化环境里面的好父亲的标准呢不尽相同。
As time moves on, we have different standards and requirements for good fathers. Standards also vary in different cultural backgrounds.
然而呢，神对人做父亲的要求，从起初到世界的末了都是一样，不会改变的。
But what God wants good fathers to be remain the same from the beginning to the end of the world.
在上个月的母亲节，我特别的根据圣经澄清了女人、妻子和母亲的定义，因为在这个弯曲悖谬的时代，这些概念啊已经被人模糊偏离了圣经。
In my message on Mother's Day last month, I clarified the definitions of woman, wife, and mother, because in this crooked generation, those definitions are deviated from what Bible teaches us.
同样的原因，我们也要从圣经的角度来澄清男人、丈夫和父亲的概念。
For the same reason, we need to clarify definitions of man, husband, and father according to Bible's teaching.
按照圣经的记载，这个父亲啊，首先是一个男人。
According to the Bible, a father is a man.
在圣经的二章七节到八节这样说：耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 to 8, it says, The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed.
亚当这个名字啊，本来的意思就是男人，有用尘土造的身体和从神那里来的灵魂，神把他安置在伊甸园里，也给了他一些事情做。
Adam means man, and he's made from the dust, and has breath of life from God. God let him live in Eden.
这些亚当要做的事呢，是记在创世纪的二章十五节。耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
Genesis 2:15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
大家请不要误会啊，以为这个伊甸园呢是神自己住的别墅，那亚当是来做他的园丁。
Please do not think that Eden is God's villa and has Adam to be his gardener.
要知道伊甸园是神专门为人设立的园子，里面有树木，有河流，有水，有食物，有黄金宝石，有珍珠玛瑙。
Eden is established for man, and it has trees, rivers, water, food, gold, and diamonds.
神不但让人在其中啊享受一切的丰富美好，也让人在其中呢学着啊做一些有趣有意义的事情。
God lets man to enjoy all the good things and learn from doing meaningful things.
我们当中有几位普渡的教授啊，上班辛辛苦苦的八九个小时工作，回到家还能够兴趣盎然的去修理看守他家的菜地花园。
Among us, there are several professors who would cheerfully work at their garden at home after a day's work at school.
从这样的例子呢，我们稍稍可以想象一下亚当在伊甸园工作的时候的快乐心情。
We can imagine how happy Adam was when he enjoyed working at Eden.
亚当在伊甸园修理看守的工作是神啊赐给人的福分和使命的一部分。
Working at Eden is part of God's blessing and mission given to Adam.
圣经上说，神造人的时候，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Genesis 1:28, God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
人要承受神所赐的福分，完成神所赋的使命啊，也就是生养众多，治理神所造的地和管理一切的活物，那单靠亚当，也就是说单靠男人是办不到的。
We receive God's blessing and work on missions from him, which includes being fruitful and increased number, filling the earth and subdue it, and ruling over every living creature. But it takes more than Adam all men alone to accomplish all this.
于是耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Genesis 2:18, the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
接下来耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
神设立了婚姻，也确定了人与人之间啊最紧密的关系，为的是要承受神所赐的福分和完成神所给的任务。
Just like that, God established marriage for us, which become the closest relationship among us, and we can better accomplish God's mission.
然而我们在世界上看到的婚姻关系往往比不上血缘关系，甚至比不上利益关系那样紧密牢靠，这是因为人犯了罪的缘故。
But today's marriage is not the closest relationship anymore because we have sinned.
在人犯罪以前，男人看女人是自己骨中的骨，肉中的肉，夫妻二人赤身露体，在神面前并不羞耻。
Before we sinned, men see woman as bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. They do not feel ashamed when they were naked.
在人犯罪以后，男人看女人是神强加给他，使他犯错误的累赘。夫妻二人为自己编制裙子啊，彼此保留隐私，并且躲避神。
After they sinned, men blame women for making the mistake, and they made coverings for themselves and avoid God.
因此呢，要做一个在神面前尽职的父亲，首先要认罪悔改，凭耶稣基督的救赎，罪得赦免，回来与神和好。
Therefore, to be a good father in God, one should first repent and reconcile to him through the death of his son.
并且呢，要按照神起初的设计啊，持守在一男一女、一夫一妻、一生一世的婚姻盟约中，为满足神的心意，养育虔诚的后裔。
And he should keep the marriage as God first established and raise the descendants according to God's will.
从圣经上看啊，在神面前尽职的父亲应该是一位吃苦耐劳的父亲。
From the Bible, we also learn that a good father in God should also be someone who can bear hardships.
因人的罪所受的咒诅，在世上女人做母亲呢，要遭受怀胎和生产儿女的苦楚。
Because man sinned, God makes the pain in childbearing very severe, with painful labor when give birth to a child.
男人所受的咒诅啊，这是汗流满面才得糊口。
And God said to Adam, cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life.
做父亲的男人不单是要糊自己的口，还要糊妻子儿女的口，也就是说要提供一家人最基本的物质上的需要。
Fathers also need to work for their families to provide basic needs.
在如今的社会里啊，赚钱养家已经不是男人的专利，在家里夫妻二人做妻子的经济收入超过丈夫的呢不在少数。
In today's society, men and women would all work to provide for their families.
但如果一家人的生活穷困潦倒啊，主要的责任是在于父亲而不是母亲。
But if a family does not have enough to sustain, father is mainly responsible for that.
为了避免将来生活穷困啊，圣经的箴言呢，让我们查看马邑的动作呢，学习做一个殷勤的人。
In Proverbs, we are taught to observe what ants do to avoid poverty.
箴言里呢是这样描述懒惰人的，在六章九节说：“懒惰人呐、啊，你要睡到几时呢？你何时睡醒呢？再睡片刻，打盹片刻，抱着手躺卧片刻，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。”
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 9. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man.
懒惰人也不光是爱睡懒觉的人啊，只喜欢做自己喜欢做的事，不做应该做的事也是懒惰。
Lazy people refers to those who sleep a lot and avoid doing things they are supposed to do.
我们在紧张的学习和辛苦的工作以后呢，适当的进行一些休闲娱乐活动啊，对于恢复精神和体力都是有益的。但如果长期在电玩游戏和其他的休闲娱乐的当中啊，势必也会成为懒惰的人。
It is appropriate to relax after intense study or work, but it is not right to spend too much time in playing and entertaining.
我很高兴地看到教会里面做父亲的弟兄们啊，大都是殷勤工作的人。
I'm glad to see that most fathers here today are hardworking.
盼望每一位年轻的弟兄都能够成为啊吃苦耐劳的人啊，预备将来好在家庭里面承担做父亲的责任。
And I also hope other young brothers would become hard-working fathers in the future.
在哥林多前书十五章五十八节这样说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
1 Corinthians 15:58 Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you.Always give yourself fully to work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
当弟兄们读到这一节圣经的时候，或许只是想到传福音的工作或在教会里面的服事。然而呢，做丈夫、做父亲啊，何尝不是做主的工呢？
When we read this, we only think of those who serve at church or serve to preach, but fathers are all working to serve the Lord.
我们做父亲的弟兄们为妻子儿女的需要劳苦做工啊，不仅有现实的意义，还有永恒的价值。
Brothers who are fathers work for their families. It is meaningful to our life on the earth and also have eternal value.
就如启示录十四章十三节这样说，我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Revelation 14:13 Then I heard a voice from heaven say, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them.
中国有一个传统的说法，就是说养不教，父之过，说明教养儿女主要是父亲的责任。那这基本上与圣经的教导是相合的。
One Chinese proverb says that it is father's fault not to bring up his children in the right way, which corresponds to what the Bible says about educating children.
我这一代中国人呢，从父辈领受的传统呢，是所谓的严父慈母的教养儿女的方式。
In Brother Grace generation, they believe the tradition of having a strict father and a gentle mother in a family.
严父的管教呢，基本上是出于棍棒底下出孝子，黄金条下出好人的信条。
A strict father would discipline his children, and it is believed to have positive outcome in bringing up them that way.
这里说的黄金条不是指贵重的金属黄金啊，而是指大人们常常用来管教犯错误的孩子的一种灌木的树枝。
And what people used to discipline their children were those thorny branches from the bushes.
棍棒就是圣经里面所说的杖。箴言十三章二十四节这样说：不忍用杖打儿子的是恨辱他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
Proverbs 13:24, He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him.
我们如今出了国门，到了欧美啊，还用这种方式管教儿女，恐怕就行不通了啊。因为用棍棒和树枝管教儿女，很可能被认为是虐待儿童，要受牢狱之灾。
But we cannot use the same method to discipline our children here in the U.S. because punishing children that way might be regarded as abusing children.
尽管如此，我自己啊，很长一段时间还是会在儿女做错事的时候对他们进行严厉的管教。
Still, I would discipline my children when they have done something inappropriate.
为了避免麻烦呢，就警告他们说，千万不要告诉老师或警察，免得你们没有了爸爸。
To avoid troubles, I warned them not to tell their teachers and police officers about what I did, or they will lose their father.
后来发现，严厉的管教在儿女小的时候呢，似乎管用，他们稍微大了一点呢，就不灵了。
Then I noticed that discipline my children that way helps only when they were young.
不但他们不服啊，对他们的惩罚。甚至稍微严厉的言辞啊，他都可能引起他们强烈的反弹。
When they get older, they become disobedient and even respond very negatively to my discipline.
由于中国传统的观念在我脑子里面根深蒂固啊，我在学习做一个基督化的父亲的道路上啊，长进很缓慢。
But the traditional ways of disciplining children was deeply rooted in me. I have made little progress in becoming a father as a Christian.
以至于我的三个孩子都养大了啊，还没有教养儿女的好经验，有的只是一些惨痛的教训。
Now my three children have grown up, but I still don't have good experience of raising up children. All I have are bitter lessons.
记得我的女儿上大学一年以后，暑期从纽约回来啊。到当地的密西西比大学举办的鼓励贫穷孩子读书学习的暑期活动做辅导。
I remember when my daughter came back from New York when she was a freshman. She went to a summer camp hosted by University of Mississippi to encourage children from low-income families to read books.
这些孩子住在大学生的宿舍，我女儿呢每天早出晚归的去那里，在大学老师的带领下。和其他的许多的志愿者一起啊，为孩子们举办各样的活动。
Those kids stay at dorm on campus, and my daughter would go there every day to host activities as a volunteer.
有一天晚上夜深了，她都没有回家。我打电话给她的手机啊，她也不接。我和妻子都很担心，就开车去她活动的地方呢去找她。
There was one night when she did not come home on time and she was not answering phone calls. My wife and I were worried, so we went to find her.
当时他们正在开会总结工作啊，就让我们在外面等她。
She was in a meeting, so we waited outside.
在车里等的时候，我心里准备了许多的话要教训她。我的理由是啊，女孩子深夜不回家，应该提前打电话告诉父母发生了什么事，免得做父母的担心。
While we were waiting in the car, I already prepared a talk of how she should call ahead of time and shouldn't make her parents worry and so on.
不料她一上车，还没有等我开口，就责怪我们没有足够的尊重她，把她当小孩子一样的看她，不信任她，以至于呢，使她在同工和孩子们面前失去了尊严。
I was surprised when she came to the car from the meeting and blamed us for not trusting her and treating her like a little kid.She felt humiliated when her co-workers and the kids knew we were there.
作为我这个父亲啊的威严受到了挑战，我心中就燃起了怒火。我本来呢就用我的理由来训斥他，而不是去体谅他自己的委屈。
I felt my authority as a father was challenged, so I got mad instead of understanding her feeling.
结果我的女儿就非常的生气，到家以后啊，就到后院里面去把一把铁椅子摔碎了，来发泄她的愤怒。
My daughter got even more upset. She broke down a chair to express her anger when we got home.
后来我读到这个以弗所书六章四节，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要按照主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Then I read Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 4. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
这才知道我犯的错是惹儿女的气。
Then I realized what I've done wrong.
当我惹了儿女的怒气啊，即便是用父亲的威严能够暂时的压服他们，但他们心里不服，就不愿意接受哪怕是好的教训。
When I exasperate my children, they refuse to accept my teaching, even if I employ the authority a father has over them.
不要惹儿女的气，更是在说做父亲的不要在管教儿女的时候啊生气发怒。
The verse says, "Do not exasperate your children," which also tell fathers not to get mad when they are disciplining their children.
当我们生气发怒的时候，就不可能照着主的教训和警戒养育儿女，因为人的怒气并不成就神的意。
It is impossible to train them in the instruction of the Lord when we get mad. In James chapter 1 verse 20 it says, "For man's anger does not bring about the righteousness of life that God desires."
知道了这一点呢，我和妻子就彼此常常提醒，不要在我们自己生气发怒的时候呢去教训儿女。
When we learned that, my wife and I constantly remind each other to train our children with a calm attitude.
虽然我也是在不断的学习，有一些长进，仍然常常感到在教养引导儿女的时候缺乏智慧能力，感到力不从心。
Although I've made some progress, I still need wisdom from God to become a better father.
这里呢，我要勉励自己，也与弟兄们共勉啊，我们要极力追求认识神，真正明白主的教训和警戒，以便照着去养育自己的儿女。
Today I want to encourage myself and brothers who are fathers here to get to know God, know His teaching and instruction. In that way, we can be better fathers to train our children.
耶稣是我们的大牧者啊，父亲呢是全家的小牧人。
Jesus is the good shepherd of us, and Father is the shepherd of the family.
感谢神的怜悯，尽管我自己认为啊不是一个尽职的父亲，但神呢也恩待我的儿女，使他们在成长的道路上满有神所赐的福。
Praise the Lord for giving us blessings, and give blessings to my children as they grow up. Even though I don't think I'm a good father.
神在我的妻子或儿女心里面做主，亲自的引领教导他们，使我有一个甘心顺服的妻子，满了爱心的女儿，生活有节制的大儿子，和与父母啊很贴心的小儿子，让我这个在家里做父亲的呢蛮有福乐。
God always guide my wife and my children, so I have a wife who submit herself to me and three children who have loving hearts.
那我自己认为做得好的，就是坚持把妻子儿女带到各种奉主名的聚会，因为在那些地方能够遇到神。
What I've done correctly was to take my wife and my kids to gatherings at church, because that's where we meet God.
我信主不久就非常喜欢带着妻子和儿女参加教会的各种聚会，或开车能够到的各个特别的聚会。
Soon after I became a Christian, I enjoyed taking my family to gatherings at church and other special Christian gatherings.
在许多年里，我们家外出旅行主要是去参加冬令会、福音营和门徒训练营。
For many years, our family trips were mainly winter camps, gospel camps, and discipleship trainings.
全家参加教会的活动是我们的第一优先，以至于在我妻子怀第三个孩子的后期啊，有一条腿不能够行动，她就用绳子绑在脚上，用手提着走啊，去参加聚会和服事。
Those gatherings and events were the priority for us. When my wife was pregnant with our third child, it was difficult for her to move one of her legs, so she tied her leg to her hand and used her hand to move and walk to church.
我们家的老三出生以后啊，刚满月，我们就把他放在篮子里，提走去教会啊，参加聚会。两个多月呢，我们就开车带着他出去密苏里基督工人中心参加门徒训练营。
After our third kid was born, we started attending gatherings when he was 1 month old, and we went to Christian Witness Center in Missouri when he was only 2 months old.
参加这些聚会的期间，大人孩子生病是难免的事，但我总是觉得啊，朝见神比一切都更重要，值得去冒险，也相信神的保守、看顾和赐福。
It's common for any of us to get sick when we attend those gatherings, but I always believe that it is more important to learn God's word.
我在这里不是要夸耀自己是如何的虔诚爱主，而是分享我们得以福杯满溢的原因，是我们亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
I'm not showing off about how much I love God. I want to share with you how I feel. Come near to God, and He will come near to you.
在雅各书四章八节这样说：你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐、啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呐、啊，要洁净你们的心。
James chapter 4 verse 8 Come near to God and he will come to you. Come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
我自己是没有能力和知识去喂养妻子或儿女属灵的生命啊，但可以把他们极力的带到神的面前，在那里呢有青草地，有溪水。
When I did not have the knowledge and ability to help my wife and children, I can always take them to God.
当神亲近我们的时候，我们的罪得赦免，手和心都被耶稣基督的宝血洁净。
When God come near to us, our sins are washed away by Christ's blood.
在这里，我要鼓励做父亲的弟兄们啊，一定要带领妻子儿女参加聚会，因为希伯来书说啊，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
I like to encourage fathers to take your wife and children to gatherings, because in Hebrews it says, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching."
根据我自己的经验，那也想劝告刚做父亲的或快要做父亲的弟兄们啊，年轻的弟兄们。真的是不要怕麻烦，不要图省事，不要在妻子生了孩子以后把他们留在家里，长期不来参加聚会。
I also want to encourage those who just became fathers or will soon become fathers, take your wife or children and children to church.
要设法把妻子和婴孩早早的带到教会，亲近神，领受从天上赐下来的福分。
The sooner they come back to church, the sooner they can come near to God and receive blessings from Him.
作为全家的小牧人呢，做父亲的要把带领妻子儿女亲近神、跟随主当作首要的任务。
As the shepherds of the household, a father should regard taking families to God as a primary responsibility.
今天我分享的主要是四个方面的内容。
Today I shared with you.The following point.
第一呢，在神面前尽职的父亲呢，首先是合神心意的男人，或持守婚姻盟约的丈夫。
A good father in God should be a good man in God and keeps the covenant of marriage as a husband.
第二就是说，做父亲的要吃苦耐劳，殷勤不懒惰，不让妻子儿女生活穷困。
Then a good father also need to be hardworking and ensure the family has enough to live.
第三就是说，做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，要按照主的教训和警戒养育儿女。
A good father also does not exasperate his children. He would bring them up in the training and instruction of God.
第四就是说，做父亲的是全家的小牧人，要带领妻子儿女亲近神。
A good father is also a shepherd of the family. He would take his wife and children to God.
愿神的话语进入弟兄们的心，帮助我们成为在神面前尽职的父亲。
Hope God's words help all the brothers to become good fathers in Him.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你设立婚姻家庭，好让人承受你所赐的福分，完成你所赋予的使命。
Thank you for establishing marriage to form family so that we can be blessed and better accomplish missions you've given to us.
求你赐福给每一位在家里做父亲的弟兄，使他们持守婚姻的盟约，为家庭的需要殷勤做工，按照你的心意养育儿女，带领全家人来亲近你。
Please bless every father and help every one of them to keep the covenant of marriage, work hard for the family, bring up children with training and instruction in God, and take family to you.
也求你赐福给年龄还小的男孩子和尚未婚配的弟兄们，让他们从小殷勤不懒惰，追求认识神，预备将来承接在家里做父亲的责任。
Please bless young men among us and those who have not yet married. Guide them toward you and get to know you. Prepare to be a good father in you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray this in your name.
Amen.
Amen.